Welcome to Women Entrepreneurs Radio. I'm your host, Deborah Bailey. And when I started this show in 2008, I was on a mission to promote women-owned businesses and help women succeed by providing resources and valuable tips from other women and men, small business owners. In each interview, my guests speak openly about their triumphs, the scary times, and tough decisions they have to make along the way. Women Entrepreneurs Radio is about showing women how to harness their natural strengths to achieve success on their own terms. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Women Entrepreneurs Radio with your host, Deborah Bailey. I am so glad for you to join us today. And if you want to know more about the show, if you're listening to this on Podomatic, you can also go to womenentrepreneursecrets.com and you will find their links for the show on different platforms. So if you just click on the podcast menu and you'll see the platforms including iTunes and Spotify and iHeartRadio. And it's distributed to several other places, so there's always a place you can listen into the show. If you're listening on iTunes, and I ask if you could leave a review or give it 5 stars or whatever that you can once you listen, because that always helps the show to be found by other listeners. So if you share your feedback, share your stars, about how you feel about what you heard, that's always very helpful for the show. So I'm going to thank you in advance for doing that. And also on that website, womenentrepreneursecrets.com, you can find blog posts of interest to women entrepreneurs, and you can get information about how to be a guest on the podcast, or also if you're interested in guest posting, there's also opportunities for that as well. So that's all there for you to find out more about it. And you can stop by my website, dbaileycoach.com, to find out more about my online courses and also book coaching. And I'm going to be adding some other information to my online courses, including some information about self-publishing. I already have a class out there that's an overview, but I'm going to be adding more to that. So if you stop by, sign up, and you will be the first to know when that revamped course is available. And you'll just find out more about the things that I'm doing, and also about, as I said, with the book coaching and any other updates. And you can stop by my site, brightstreetbooks.com, and that's where I have my novels and books I've written. So I've also self-published several books myself, and you can find out more about them at that website. So I hope that you'll stop by there as well and check out the different books that I have available. So now we're going to get started with my guest. Trudy German is a certified personal trainer, an expert health and fitness speaker who is passionate about helping busy professional women to make their health a priority. So welcome to the show, Trudy.
Thank you so much for having me, Deborah. It's my pleasure being here.
Well, you know, I really would like to, you know, get to our topic, because you're going to be talking about how we can increase health and how that helps us to increase wealth, and that's wonderful. So, but before we get started, I just want to find out if you could share with us how you got started as a certified personal trainer.
Okay, no problem. I went to school, did the corporate thing, was there for a few years, and I really wasn't happy. And it got to the point where in one of my monthly meetings with my manager, you know, she looked at me, she's like, why are you here? She's like, you don't want to be here. You don't like it here. You're just here for the paycheck. And she's like, why don't you become a personal trainer? And I remember looking at her as if she had 4 heads and was like, are you out of your mind? Because at the time it was so far-fetched. I'm like, I don't know any personal trainer making a decent living. You know, just those celebrity ones. And I'm like, how would I even get to that? It wasn't even a thought. I was never an athlete. I'm still not an athlete. I just enjoy working out. So eventually I started thinking about it, and even a few friends of mine suggested it. I left that corporation, went to another one, and was unhappy again. And then I really and truly started mulling over the idea of becoming a personal trainer, certified personal trainer. I started working at a gym part-time. I really loved it. And as they would say, the rest is history.
Wow.
I
well,
know.
That's really good that she said all that, because maybe you wouldn't have realized.
Yeah, and that is correct. She planted that seed, and I'm forever grateful to her for that, because I only knew I was unhappy doing what I was doing. I didn't know what else I could do. And I'm like, you know, I can't keep doing this. I cannot live like this. I still have lots of working years left. I'm like, I can't do this.
Right.
But as to what I could do, I never thought about that until she mentioned it. Mm-hmm. And I actually started to entertain the idea.
Wow. That really is interesting that it took that for you to realize.
Yeah, you know what? Because most of us were taught the traditional way. You go to school, you major in something, and you get a job. It was just, there was no, you're supposed to enjoy what you're doing. You're there to get a paycheck. You're there to pay bills. So you're not supposed to enjoy it, right? So that's the misconception most of us have.
Yes. You're right about that, actually. Cause I remember now years ago going to it wasn't really a career fair, but it was something like for women particularly to look for better careers and better ways of living and maybe starting businesses, you know. So it was really an empowerment thing. And I remember that I volunteered to be one of the people to talk to probably more like, you know, younger women who are coming there with questions, or, you know, anybody who really wanted to know what they should do. And then this woman in college was saying how she was I think she was in like a filmmaking school, actually. She may be in NYU, one of these places, and that's kind of what she wanted to pursue. But then she had like a relative who was kind of trying to convince her she should just go get a 9-to-5. And because what's the point of doing that? And where are you going to go with it? And I'm like, well, there's nothing wrong with taking a job to finance you if that's what you need to do. But don't put your dreams away, especially if you're already committed to going to film school, for goodness sake. And she was doing, you know, a lot of the work, not paid yet, but the thing was she was already on her way. So it was interesting how some people can have a dream, and then maybe someone's saying, oh, you shouldn't do this. But now that's what I'm finding so interesting, because in your case, you weren't even thinking along these lines, and someone else pointed out to you.
Exactly. As I said, it wasn't a thought. And, you know, that person that was in film school that you just mentioned, that someone else mentioned to her that, you know, why should she do that?
You're right.
You're going to have lots of people. I had people say that to me. I had people ask me that. Because, of course, I up and quit my full-time job to do this. It was like, are you out of your mind? Like, you can't do this. You need to go find another job. So, and what I realized, sometimes it's the people closest to us that make those comments, and they don't always mean bad. Their intentions aren't always to be bad or discouraging. It's just they don't understand it. They don't understand that, you know, you got to take a risk to do something that you love. You can't always play it safe. I realized you're going to have the naysayers. You just have to be strong and believe enough in what you're doing to just push those naysayers to the side and keep doing you, right?
That's it. That's really it. Because as you're saying, what you're doing is a very important work. Yet one of your concerns at first was, well, how, you know, is there anyone really making a living at this unless they're, you know, doing a celebrity thing? And that's kind of where a lot of times that we're thinking, because it's not a quote unquote traditional. At this point, I'm not even sure what you would call traditional.
I was thinking that. I'm like,
you know,
I know these days, don't really work a 9-to-5. And
right.
Even if they have a quote-unquote 9-to-5, they have what we now call a side hustle,
yes.
right? Like
yes.
a passion project or something. Yes. So what is traditional
right.
anymore?
Right. That's completely changed now than what it was looked at. I mean, even when I came out of corporate several years ago, and they back in the day used to call it moonlighting if you were doing another job instead.
Oh,
that was a term that it was called, and people were very discouraged from. You had to hide that. You know, people would hide that from their employer because they didn't want them to know that they had another job or another loyalty, I guess you could say. And then after the financial meltdown, I believe, in my opinion, that kind of changed a lot of perspectives. So
mm-hmm.
I kind of feel that and the technology that, you know, kind of came about with the online world, a lot of things changed all around the same time or really started to accelerate. So you're right about what is traditional, and you know, even though some people still kind of stick to that idea, all of that is constantly changing. So I think that people are making their way now, you know, in ways that people may not have dreamed or didn't exist before maybe technology opened the door now for these things to come about. But you know, your topic of increasing your health and increasing your wealth. You know, let's talk a little bit about that, because I know that people say, well, if you don't have your health, you know, you don't really have anything. So, you know, what is your take
exactly.
on how someone can really, really increase their health and their wealth?
What that means is take control of your health. Most people don't get enough sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going back to having side hustles and what's traditional anymore. Gone are the days where women are only at home working, taking care of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Most women now have a profession, they have a family. So, and even a lot of them, along with having a profession and a family, have a side hustle or so many other things going on where most women are not getting enough sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we skim on sleep and then think that we can be as productive and effective the next day. Not realizing that's one way of jeopardizing our health, because when you don't have enough sleep, the next day you can't concentrate properly. You're moody, you're grumpy, something that would have normally taken you 5 minutes to process or complete, now it's going to take you 2 to 3 hours. Can you imagine going into a boardroom where you have, you know, executives or client
right.
deals that you have to review and sign and being tired because you didn't get enough sleep. Now, because you're sleep deprived, that is messing with your health, and now that's messing with your wealth along with your productivity.
Mm.
That's one way.
Mm-hmm.
Another way is our nutrition. We live in a fast-paced world. As a friend of mine liked to call it, we're now in a microwave society where most of us want everything yesterday. We're constantly on the go. And another thing that usually takes a back seat is having healthy, nutritious meals. So we're in a rush. What do? Pull up to the drive-thru. 9 out of 10 times, we're getting something unhealthy because we're driving and we're eating because we're also on a phone call, right? So then we're having unhealthy stuff, not realizing how that is also clouding our brain and probably have us feeling lethargic. Once again, you know, you're unhealthy because you're tired, you're feeling weighed down. Now try having to deal with a client, try closing a deal, try having to have a conversation with possibly your manager or one of your colleagues,
mm-hmm.
right? Those are the ways our health can definitely sabotage or increase our wealth, depending on how we want to look at it and what we want to do about it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes.
Right. And that makes sense, because with your health and that jeopardizes everything else. And if you aren't up to par, even if it comes down to not even sleeping, which of course can lead to so many other illnesses, you really can't do all these other things, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and I also feel that sometimes when you're on social media, you see people bragging, team no sleep, as if this is something to be proud about. Oh, mm-hmm. I'll sacrifice sleep to get ahead. But how far ahead are you getting? Because now you missed a night of sleep. It's going to take your body like 2 to 3 days to catch up. Now that puts you behind in your money making mode, right? And what we don't realize is skimming on sleep is not healthy. Yeah, you know, when we're 19, 20, 21, we can function on maybe 2-3 hours. We don't need as much. But as we get a little more mature, we realize we need sleep and to eat clean.
Yes. Well, that's another thing altogether, too. That's definitely it. You know, as I can remember working in corporate in New York City, and I was in IT. So the thing is, if somebody's going on and you're like, oh, I'm just going to run downstairs and get some whatever food, and you're just putting that in your stomach, but you don't know what's in it. And then you're working all these hours and just running yourself down, and you may not feel it all at once, but it gets to a point where you are going to feel it.
And exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you're completely burned out. So,
and I also went through that myself being mm-hmm. a personal trainer, because when I started my business, Body Envy, what I did is I went to clients to train them at their home gym, mm-hmm. you know, at their home or in their condo. So that was fine and dandy. That was all nice at first. But then the more clients I started getting, I had to be running around more, mm-hmm. waking up early, going to bed late, because I had to be training the clients. And then I myself started getting burnt out because, you know, I wasn't resting enough. I wasn't drinking enough water. I wasn't taking care of me. Mm-hmm. So sometimes even someone in the health or fitness world, here we are preaching health and fitness to clients while we're not practicing it ourselves. So that's something I definitely had to learn to do, is like scale back and start taking care of myself. So of course I can increase my wealth.
Mm.
Because as you know, as you said, can't have your trainer, oh, I'm sick. It's like, you're supposed to be teaching me health
right.
and fitness. How are you getting sick more often than I am? We have a problem here.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too good.
Exactly.
That doesn't sound too good. So what are some simple changes that someone can make that they can really implement quickly?
Some simple changes, drink water. Most of us don't drink enough water. Most of us, and you know, I'm a coffee girl. I love coffee. Most of us at 3 p.m. when we start feeling cranky, we reach for another caffeine, another cup of cappuccino or coffee. Meanwhile, sometimes we just need water. The brain just needs water to get everything around. But we're not thinking water because, you know, we're so addicted to the caffeine. We're thinking, hey, another caffeine rush.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we can do is, you know, make time to exercise. If it's even walk up the stairs instead of taking the elevator, you know, park a little further when you get to work. Sometimes you can even stretch at your desk if you're at a quote unquote day job where you're sitting for an extended period of time. Or another thing that you can do, you know, if you need to speak with your manager or your coworker, instead of sending them an email or picking up a phone to call them, walk over to them. Mm-hmm. That's another way of getting it in, but we don't necessarily think about that, right? Because it requires work.
Right. That's true, though. You really don't. People are just so used to just sending that email or whatever it is that they're doing, and the person they want to talk to could be right across the room. And
exactly.
Yeah.
So that way you can just get up, you get a little exercise in, and you get to have a conversation with the person you need to have a conversation with.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. And then that's going to make you feel better at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Than just sitting all day long, which is really too easy to do. It's
most of us sit way too much. You know, we sit on our way to work, we sit at work, we sit when we get home. So mm-hmm. get up and move. Our bodies were meant to move.
Right. Yeah, right. And not just be at the desk or whatever.
Exactly.
That's really, that's an excellent point. I think because if you can walk, you know, when I was in the city, that was kind of unfortunate that you could, you know, you can go outside and walk around. At least you can just kind of get away and get some fresh air. or even when I'm, you know, working here in New Jersey, a lot of times you may be in an office park or something. It's not as exciting to walk around. You're probably in a parking lot, but there's still a way that you can get away from what you're doing, even if you're doing it on break time or something like that. It does make a difference.
It does make a difference. Mm-hmm. And what I usually suggest, you know, depending on the time of year, you can recruit coworkers and you guys have like a little walking team where you go walking on your lunch,
mm-hmm.
half of your lunch, 2 days a week, few days a week. And it's like, you know, probably leave your running shoes at your desk so you don't forget it at home. Mm-hmm. And you guys strap up and go for a walk, 10-minute walk, 15-minute walk. I mean, if it's winter and it's cold outside, you may not want to do that. But if it's nice outside, get some fresh air, chit chat, and you're getting your physical fitness on.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I've definitely seen that and also done that also. And it's, you know, it's fun. You just kind of walk and talk and, or, you know, if you want to do it by yourself, it's fine too. It's just
exactly that. Just bring some music.
Yeah. I've definitely done that. So it's just doing it. That's probably the most important thing. So, well, how do you think that being healthy impacts your productivity and finances? Because, I mean, we say that here, and maybe people are listening, and maybe some people still can't make that connection.
Okay, so when you work out, when you perform any type of physical activity, whether it's working out in the gym, lifting weights, participating in yoga, Pilates, playing a sport, we release happy hormones known as dopamine. Now, when we release dopamine, our energy level, confidence, and self-esteem increases. So when those are increased, we have more energy to complete our work, to complete our task. You know, we can sleep better at nights. We're more confident in closing deals, in negotiations. Mm-hmm. All of that all leads back to our wealth. You know, and what I always say, wealth doesn't have to always mean finance. It doesn't mean finance to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be finances because now you're working out, you're more confident, so you can go with confidence to close those deals. So you're getting more money, increasing your bottom line and the company's bottom line. Or it could just be that now you have more energy to communicate more effectively with your team, with your staff. That could be wealth for you, right? Mm-hmm. That's another thing. Mm-hmm. Or just the fact that you have more energy to get through the day without hitting a wall and can't complete anything. That all so could mean wealth for you. Or if you have young kids, you can play with them, walk up the stairs with them, run with them without feeling breathless or like, oh my gosh, these kids are gonna outdo me. So wealth can mean multiple things. So those are a few examples. Once you start working on your health, then your wealth increases. Because as you said at the beginning, it doesn't matter what we have, if we are unhealthy, everything else means nothing. So it doesn't matter how much money you have. If you can't get out of bed, then what's the point of for having that, right? You can't go and make it. You can't live. You can't do anything if you're unhealthy.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah, that's it, really the cornerstone of everything that you want to do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when, because I work mostly with women. So, you know, the reality is, mostly the emotional and household responsibilities usually weigh on the woman. And I feel that we are always giving to everyone else. We give to our partners, we give to children, we give to everyone else. And at the end of the day, we may not have enough. Our cup is full. We're tired. So I usually say, you know, carve some time out earlier in the day to work on you. Whether it's practicing yoga, working out only half an hour, just doing something you like. Mm-hmm. What I always say is that the thing is you have to enjoy it. It has to bring you joy. It may not always bring you joy before you do it, but once you've completed it, it's like, oh, okay, I feel good. I'm happy now. I can do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Once you see what you're capable of, a lot of times it spurs you on to want to do more.
Exactly.
Yeah. When it comes in terms of drinking water, which I know is a big struggle, it often is for me. Is there a certain amount of water that we should be drinking every day?
It varies. There's, I know we all read about 8 glasses per day, but I don't subscribe to that notion because here's the thing. What if I'm active? If I'm more active than you are, I'm going to need more water than you. What if you drink more coffee than I do? Right? You're going to need more water because caffeine is a diuretic. So what that means is it makes you go to the bathroom. So now you're getting rid of it. You need to replenish more. What I usually state, and the reality is not everyone enjoys water. I drink water, but at some point I am like, okay, this water is boring now. I need something else. I usually say aim for 1.5 liters. I'm in Canada, so we use the metric system. So the way I usually, teach to incorporate that is before you go to bed at night, leave a glass out on the counter in the kitchen. So when you get up, it's right there. Have that. Okay. Refill that glass, leave it on the cupboard. You should also have a bottle with you at work. Drink a bottle of water. It could be like the 500 milliliter. And when you get home, that glass of water that you left on the counter, it's right there. Drink it. Because here's another thing with water. We may have the intention of drinking it, but if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. So you see it right there. You see it on the cupboard, on the countertop. Even if you didn't plan on drinking it, you see it. You're like, oh, yeah, I got to drink my water. You drink it. You see the water bottle in your car or on your desk at your desk at work. Oh, I got to drink my water. Right. So when it's in sight, you're more inclined to drink it. So that's the trick. And I'm like, if you can drink those three a day, we're already winning. Anything else, consider it a bonus. I'm realistic. I'm not like, oh, yeah, you need to drink, 8 glasses of water. Because what if your job entails you being on the road a lot? Now you're drinking 8 glasses of water.
Yes.
Where are you going to stop each time to use a restroom? Because that's the reality, right?
Well, that's true. That's a lot of these rules don't really take into consideration. Everybody doesn't have the same kind of lifestyle. And you're right. Everybody doesn't really like water or whatever the reason. It always seems like, oh my goodness, how can I get that much in? And then sometimes you feel if you can't drink it all, then you feel discouraged. And it's easy just to say, oh, I'm not going to bother.
Exactly. Because I know for myself, if I'm stationary, for example, if I'm working from home that day, I'm going to have more water because I'm home. A washroom is easily accessible as opposed to if I'm going to be out with clients, training clients, I'm going to have less. And in terms of the water being boring, what I normally suggest, because these are things I also do myself, is drop either some lemon in it or whatever fruits you like. When you add the fruits to it, you're adding some taste and it's healthy because it's the fruits. So if you like any type of berries, you can add it. If you like kiwi, you can peel it and add it to the water, just something to give it some sort of taste. So it's not like, oh, just water again and look at it with resentment because you're like, I'm tired of this, right? Because that's the reality. We get tired of it sometimes. And even in the winter, our bodies need water in the winter. I know a lot of us think we only need water in the summer. We need it also in the winter because it's winter. The air is dry, our skin is dry. We need to moisturize. And that's where water comes into play because our skin gets so dry in the winter months.
That's true. So that's a great suggestion of different ways to kind of make it more interesting. If you kind of
exactly,
drinking it the way it is, it's like, oh, I need a flavor. Then definitely putting fruit in there. That's a really good idea. So Trudy, could you please share with everyone where they can find you?
They can find me. My website is bodyenvy, bodyenvy.ca. And I am on Instagram, bodyenvy1, bodyenvy, the number one. They want to shoot me an email to learn more about working with me because I do work with women internationally. You know, I work with busy professional women over 30, train them 30 minutes, 3 times a week, using my Body Envy app, because I get it, you're busy, you're on the go, but you still want to increase your health, so you can increase your wealth 30 minutes, three times a week. It's all you really need. You can shoot me an email, Trudie, T-R-U-D-I-E, at bodyenvy.ca. Or they can just go to my website. Everything is there, right. bodyenvy.ca.
That's perfect. And I really love the idea of you having your app and making it available to people outside of your area. I think that's a really good idea that you did that.
Yeah, because part of the reason my mission is to help as many women as possible. Mm-hmm. To be fit and healthy. I know there's this misconception that you need to drive in a car and go to a conventional gym. Two, that you need to be in a gym at least 60 minutes, 5 days a week for you to see any results. And a lot of women get discouraged because they still think that's the way, when mm-hmm. those were stories we were told. You can work out at home. I always say, if you have enough space to stand, you have enough space to work out. Mm-hmm. You know, consistency, 30 minutes, three times a week, when you're consistent, that's all you really need. Because what's the point of going to the gym 60 minutes for 5 days and you can only do that 3 weeks? Mm-hmm. Then, you know, life happens and you can't make it the other time. Whereas with 30 minutes, three times a week, even if you're on the road, you know, you're staying at a hotel, you're at conventions, you can still get that in. It's realistic and it's consistent, right? And it's also about discipline, because once again, most of us, we usually jump right in, not mm-hmm. realizing, okay, but you haven't done anything in 3-4 years. And you want to jump right in 60 minutes 4 or 5 times a week, mm-hmm. you know, that's kind of setting ourselves up for a failure. How about we start off slowly and then work our way up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great idea, because I think that's what happens a lot of times. People start out because they're like, oh, I'm so excited, and they're jumping into everything, and then it gets overwhelming, or they hurt themselves because they maybe don't have the proper guidance, and, you know, or they burn out, or something happens, they can't go, and then it's all over.
Exactly. And the intention is there. The intention is well. It's just now you decided to start working out 60 minutes, 5 times per week at a gym. Your responsibility to bring your child to, soccer practice in the evening, that's 3 days per week. How are you going to handle that? Mm-hmm. You may have to be out of town. How are you going to handle that? So I always say, whatever you choose to do, make sure it's realistic and conducive to your schedule and your lifestyle. Because mm-hmm. if it's not, then, you know, you won't be able to sustain it.
Yes, that's true. That's a wonderful point to make, because a lot of times that's what happens. People aren't able to.
Exactly.
And then they beat themselves up because they, you know, feel that they're supposed to do certain things and they can't, and now they're discouraged.
And they just feel discouraged and quit. Because they've taken that all or nothing approach, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. But it doesn't have to be that way.
Well, that's good to hear.
It doesn't.
That's really good to hear. Yeah, because you really think, oh, I've got to do all this other stuff. And then, you know, you really probably don't have to do what you think. And you can still have some really successful workouts and really feel good. And that's what it's really about, you know, your health and feeling good and having all that you need to keep going. So, you know, you're talking about working from home, you know, doing your workouts and able to do that. So it sounds like you're really able, that people really are able to get a good workout without having to have a lot of weight and tons of equipment and expensive things that they have to do.
Exactly. That's just another misconception. I mean, if you enjoy going to the gym, then all means go ahead and do that. However, if you realize, you know, getting in a car and driving to a gym, one, you don't enjoy it, or it's not conducive to your lifestyle, mm-hmm. you can just buy some items like sets of dumbbells, kettlebells, yoga mats, stability balls, which are all the things, you know, my clients use when they're training with me in my app. Those are the things you really need. Mm-hmm. Everything else, you know, like the leg machine, all those things are bonuses. You don't necessarily need them. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So, and another reason why a lot of people aren't motivated or don't know where to go, it's they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. They don't know what to do, where to start. Mm-hmm. You know, they may have an idea and know just a few moves, and they keep performing the same moves and no longer see any results. So they just give up. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's another thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. And you, if you're not really sure what to do, how to do it, you know, sometimes you go to the gym, it's very intimidating. To see some of those,
because things. Everyone else in there looks as if yes. They know what they're doing, and you're lost.
Like,
yes, a new kid on the playground watching everyone else play, and you're scared to go over.
Right,
right,
right. That's true. So then you're like, oh, you know, I don't think I want to go there because I don't.
Exactly.
That's true. Yeah, and I've, you know, joined quite a few gyms, and then they end up closing after a while or something, or, you know, maybe I can't go because now my work schedule's changed, or, you know, maybe a place that you're used to going, you have your routine, and maybe that place closes, and then you feel completely thrown off, because once you get into that habit of going to that place, it's hard to just now, oh, I gotta find another place, and a lot of times you just don't continue.
Yeah, because now you're going to have to do everything over again. And then that fear of, what if I find another place? And the minute I start getting comfortable, it closes again. Mm-hmm. Now, that won't happen when you're working out from home.
That's true.
I'm just saying, you won't have that issue if you're working out from home.
That's true. That's true. That is exactly. True. So that's not going to be a factor when it comes to that.
Exactly.
And you can take it with you when you travel and you're going to wherever. So that is definitely a plus for people who.
Precisely.
Yeah, who like to travel. Maybe they're a business. And you know, there's different reasons why people are not always in the same place. So the flexibility, I think, is really good to hear, you know, because I think this really shows that all the old kind of outdated ideas that we may have about exercise, just like the, you know, outdated ideas about what is work, what you're supposed to be doing, you know, the same thing with exercise. We probably have these real old-fashioned ideas about what you're supposed to do and how often, and really to hear that you have flexibility, I think this is really great.
Yeah, and another old-fashioned one is that women don't want to lift weights because they're going to look manly when will not happen. Mm-hmm. That will, you know, whenever you see a woman that lifts weights that quote unquote looks manly, she's had some sort of help, some mm-hmm. sort of hormonal mm-hmm. help, because women don't have enough testosterone to look like that. Mm-hmm. But we should be lifting weight because, especially as we get older, because it decreases the risk of osteoporosis by increasing the strength of our bones. Mm-hmm. You know, you burn more fat faster when you're working and even after. And it also makes you stronger. Mm-hmm. Right? So those are reasons that we should definitely be incorporating weights. Mm-hmm. In or training, you know, right. Gone are the days where it's just the Jane Fonda style. I mean, if you like mm-hmm. that style, that's fine, mm-hmm. but don't dismiss lifting weight because there's so many tremendous benefits to weightlifting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it definitely is. It really helps you to feel good and strengthened and everything that you're saying. You know, when I have done that with a trainer to kind of help make sure that, you know, I'm doing these things properly, it does really make you feel good. So, you know, any stereotypes.
And when you feel good, yeah. When you feel good, you show up giving your best, doing your best, right?
That's true. You do. You're encouraged to do that. You know, so I think especially that's a great idea for women who may feel a little uncomfortable about that, or you know, I'm sure we've all been to a gym and you've got those guys there, like, you know, groaning and yelling.
And you are like, get me out of here. Is this normal? Is this how I'm going to sound? And you're like, okay, start the car. I'm going home.
There's always somebody like that.
Exactly.
Got the big weights and the big belt and whatever, whatever. And then you're like, oh, am I in the wrong place?
Yeah, and you're like, did I enter the gym or a zoo?
So you might feel like, I don't think this is the right place.
Exactly. And you're like, I'm out.
So no, it doesn't have to be that way. Really, it really doesn't. So, you know, I think that for those people who aren't sure if they find that right kind of environment where they're comfortable, then definitely knowing that you can make your own space and do what you have to do for yourself is really a good thing to know. Cause then you can design it, you know, for that particular person, and they don't have to feel like, now, oh, I got to go into this other space that I don't feel comfortable, or this isn't really my thing. That shouldn't stop anybody from exercising.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic idea, and also just good news for all of us.
Exactly.
Definitely. Or, you know, you go to the treadmill. I used to go to this other place after work, and then everybody's doing the same thing. So, okay, now try to find a treadmill. Try to find, you know, the equipment that you want to use, because everybody's there at the same time. And then you're like, oh.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's a lot
and you're like, oh, once again, you won't have that problem when you're working out at home.
Yes. Yes. And with your app, even better.
Exactly.
Even better. So I think there's so many really good ideas here, and just something for everybody to realize that they can find that way to make it work for them. They don't have to fit into this other mold that may not work at all, and then feel intimidated or just not have time to do.
Exactly.
That. Yeah. So
I say, mm-hmm. Just move. Find what you enjoy doing and move. You may try weight training and you realize it's not for you. You prefer, you know, attending dance class, mm-hmm. or you prefer to be part of a collegiate team, like a, you know, indoor soccer team or something. Just find something that you enjoy doing, and you will find once you enjoy doing it,
mm-hmm.
you're going to make time for it. You're not going to find time, because you'll never find time. Mm-hmm. You will make time when you enjoy it. And then, you know, once you start doing that, then you watch your productivity and wealth, whatever wealth means to you, just start increasing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. That's really what it's about. So I think these are all fantastic ideas. I was going to ask for some final thoughts. I don't know. That sounded like those were.
But well, I'm sure I can
share.
Yeah, you know, make time for your health. If you have to get up a little earlier, you know, if you have to spend less time on the internet, if you have to watch one less show a week, just make time for your health, because without your health, you don't have anything. You can't be there for the people and things that you care about. And that's the reality.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the reality, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, Trudy, I'm so glad that we could connect and that you could be on the show and share everything that you're doing, and also let everyone know how they can work with you. This has really been a wonderful conversation. Thank you again for being here.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it, Deborah.
Well, everyone, I know that you enjoyed this show, and I know that you're going to follow up with Trudy. Check out her website. She is able to work with you. I'm sure she is, because she's got her app. So there's no reason why you can't get started. No reason why you can't get started. So, you know, please keep this in mind, because everybody is busy and working, particularly if you're a person with a business, or thinking of opening one, or work, you know, whatever you're doing, take time for yourself. It is so, so important. So please make sure that you do that, and, you know, follow up and see how you can, you know, really kind of use these tips that Trudy shared so you can improve and increase or maintain your health going forward. So I want to thank you so much for joining me on Women Entrepreneurs Radio and your host, Deborah Bailey. Thanks so much, and we'll see you again next time. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining us. You can also join in the conversation on Facebook.com/Women Entrepreneurs and on the website, WomenEntrepreneurSecrets.com. And don't forget to listen in on DVCoach.Podomatic.com and on iTunes.